time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, who these many years, Anatole and I have spoken of Afghanistan. That's how we met when he was covering it for London papers. But now it is 1 year since the American and NATO effort left abandon is one verb. Afghanistan. And what we know, and it's non-transparent, is that the Taliban conducts its affairs as a gang, as a criminal enterprise, as brutes. And the persecution of the Afghan people is exactly what you can imagine it would be when men without law or reason and guns come in and take over a culture and impose their vision of discipline. Women are persecuted. The children are persecuted. Those who worked with or had anything to do with the NATO effort of 20 years were told are persecuted. Most of them are. And are told lessons learned a year later, because we can assume that the U.S. or its allies will blunder again into a guerrilla war in a distant land and will reproduce. What are we always reproducing? The French in Algeria, the Americans in Vietnam, the Russians in Afghanistan, we're always going through the same mistakes. Have we learned anything?
Well, I mean, I hope that we've learned not to, you know, occupy countries and try to change their whole society and culture very quickly by force. But then I suppose we thought we'd learn that after, you know, after Vietnam, and it turned out, you know, that we hadn't. For a while, I think that will stick. After all, you know, if you look at Donald Trump, aggressive though he was on in his language on the world stage, he was very careful actually not to get involved in more wars. But, you know, yes, I mean, we said the Americans and the American military said that after Vietnam, and it stuck for 25 years. And then, of course, 9/11 came along to change everything. So we just have to hope that there aren't any more 9/11s, I suppose.
Are there any ideas that you've had recently reading about the depredations in Afghanistan to do something to mitigate the horror that we hear about? The UN World Food Program, the UN, they have offices, but they're not any more effective right now than immediately after the U.S. departed. People are hungry. People are without medical facilities. Is there anything you've seen that as at least a moment in the future that could work?
Well, I mean, I suppose we have a humanitarian duty to provide food aid, simply because, well, once again, I mean, you know, Afghan children are not responsible for the Taliban, and we did make, you know, all manner of commitments to help the Afghan people. I mean, allowing them to starve would therefore seem extremely immoral. I mean, beyond that, I fear it is simply going to be a long, long process of management and containment of Afghanistan. There's no sign that the Taliban are ever going to change their basic ideology. And really, I mean, the only countries that could put much real pressure on the Taliban are the Taliban's neighbors, Iran, Russia, China, and Pakistan. The thing is that they, and by the way, I mean, for good reasons, are much more afraid by now of ISIS and the Afghan arm of ISIS, the Islamic State of Khorasan, than they are of the Taliban or indeed of Al-Qaeda. And since the Islamic State are bitter enemies of the Taliban, they've just carried out, just in the past couple of weeks, they've carried out two massive terrorist attacks in Kabul on targets linked to the Taliban. Obviously, I mean, all these countries see the Taliban as the lesser of two evils at the moment, which, by the way, I mean, given that ISIS is generally recognized also to be the greatest threat to the West, the Taliban may indeed be. Afghanistan is a place where, you know, for many years now, there really have been no good choices. You know, one has always been dealing in, you know, with a choice of evils.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo. Terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, spiced cider, and espresso martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.